Welcome to another episode of Chatbox. Today's music is called Underwater by Liquid. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hi.
Happy holidays, everyone. Exciting news.
Sorry, I'm new to the podcast, even though I was already on an episode.
Even though this is your second episode.
You're so new. You've never heard this voice before. I still have no idea what
I'm doing. I'm your number one fan.
If we
literally
have actual real fans on the ground, do you recognize this voice?
How many other people have we had on the podcast?
Mostly just my friends, sure, really.
For sure, I can think of one other person.
Chloe. Oh, and Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
Who else?
Chloe Dalton. That.
I forget if it was Angela or Angelica.
You know what? Oh, yeah. We did a collab. Oh, Angelica. Angelica. Mm-hmm.
Did we ever get with Amanda yet?
Yes, we did. Oh, my gosh. We had so many people kind of on the podcast. We really gave up on having guests. You are the first repeat guest. That means you get to do something special.
What does that mean?
Chug this double IPA.
Chug a beer for you. The only challenge that's even better in audio.
Okay, roll the music!
I'm Paula.
And I'm Nate. With us, we got Nat. Welcome to Chatbox,
where two exes take on weekly challenges for the fun of it.
Thanks for taking along with us today. This week, we're joined, once again, with Nat, who, accordingly to this script, is a new sugar baby.
Yay!
You didn't deliver that with a lot of confidence.
It wasn't a lot of confidence, but we'll forgive Nate because he's cute. Go for it. Come on.
I mean, I didn't want to say anything. I think he's kind of dreamy.
Ooh, dreamy. Did you get lost in his eyes, or is his dream boat dimples that
actually
gotcha?
Actually, the way he smiles, I think he's really sweet.
Well,
that's a real compliment.
Thank you.
Who could you tell?
This is weird for our listeners. This is the first time we're FaceTiming as we record.
Well, listeners,
yeah,
I would recommend
game changer
following Chatbox on Instagram because you will get to see Paul and Nate's beautiful faces. I know you saved this for the end, but I'm just shoving it right in the beginning. It's worth it.
Thanks, Nat. Nat is actually a real fan. Nat and I were on the subway today, and he was like, I actually like the podcast. And I was like,
you know it's genuine when they say actually.
Yeah, you know it's
well,
a real fan.
I've
thank you, Matt.
It's like such a harsh word, the word actually, because somehow just like the way that it
just sounds passive aggressive.
Yeah, it just like sounds passive aggressive. So then me being like, I actually like the podcast is like, you think that I'm only listening to it because I'm your friend, but actually, I enjoy it, and actually, you guys make a good podcast, which is like, so passive-aggressive. Like,
but it suits you.
You would think that you're doing, like, something really dumb, but actually.
But actually, it's, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
I think actually is just condescending because it means that we surprised people. Nat was being very honest before, and he was like,
oh, here we go. Honesty hour.
The product value definitely has increased in recent times because, and let me be clear, I've been more of a bully to you, and you've been standing up more to me.
I focus more on the second part.
Oh, because I've been standing up more.
Yeah. So while Nat is complimenting your dreamboat dimples,
back and forth,
I'm over here saying they're made of stone. Are we allowed to say bitch on this podcast?
Yeah, we're swearing now, aren't we?
Sure, I don't care. The rebrand is happening,
anyway,
people.
The point is, Nate, I'm rebrand. On your side and I would never leave you.
Thank you, Nat.
Wait, me neither. I think I want this to be a competition now. Who can win Nate's affection?
Welcome to the new chat box, a competition for Nate's love.
In this corner, we have Nat, the new sugar baby, but always
another
lover.
Another white boy from Michigan. And in the other corner is Paula. I don't know if I can say last name. Is Paula something?
Bleep that out.
Yeah, put something over that.
Oh, I'm going to have to cut this
is
now.
Paula,
no.
And she is beautiful.
Yeah.
Who could win the straight man's love?
I think you've got the advantage, really.
Even though I broke the rules.
Broski. Anyway, let's get into topic here. So, Nat, guided by
Was this Nat's decision?
Actually.
Was it consensual, Nat?
I mean, yeah.
Was it?
I will say that, like, if I had been alone, I couldn't have gone with it. Like,
he was hardcore struggle busing.
I was like, honestly, I might have a little bit of lasting trauma from this whole indie endeavor.
God.
How long have you been doing this now?
2 days.
Just like
days.
As of today?
Literally.
Oh, 2 days.
Maximum 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
No. We think we set up this stuff 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, because we wanted to
but I've only
get
been,
you
like,
dates.
Yeah.
Today.
Going for it, yeah.
But I.
Okay.
I've only been, like, talking to people for
24
hours.
So let me even just further define sugar baby. So this is someone who gets,
monetary compensation.
It's a prostitute without
monetary
sex.
Compensation for, well, saying your time, is, like, that's illegal. So it's
really?
Like, yeah, so it's just someone who, like, takes care of you, basically.
Time?
They give you,
really?
Like, an allowance. Yeah, paper means is illegal. Yeah, or getting paid for your time is illegal because that's prostitution.
Even if there's, like, no physical touch or anything?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So we can't actually see that. So a sugar baby is someone who, how do I be diplomatic about this? Who goes on dates with older men and gets money, basically. Of course,
allegedly.
You can have, like, real relationships. So there are, like, multiple ways that you can get a sugar daddy. There's also sugar mamas. So these parental, quote-unquote, figures are usually older.
Parental
and
figures.
And they're also usually,
I don't know if they're parental, if they're paying to spend time with younger people.
And they're also
they're allegedly paid.
Crazy rich. Crazy Richard.
Oh, God.
And they generally take on a much younger person who doesn't have as many fiscal resources.
Yeah.
And they provide monetary
assistance. The key phrase that keeps coming up is mutually beneficial.
Yes.
Because both parties are getting something that they need out of the arrangement.
Quote unquote. Yeah. So there are, like, there are also different types of arrangements, of course. So there's, like, the girlfriend-boyfriend experience. That's what Nat was going for. Wow. This is not the first time that happens. Don't you start with me.
Yeah.
There's also obviously, like, the less legal arrangements.
What a cute way to say
hotel.
Illegal. The less legal.
You always have the cutest ways of redefining my words.
Alcohol or the less legal drugs, like marijuana,
cocaine. So, I mean, it all depends, too. Like, some people are really looking for a long-term partner. Some people are looking for more short-term. Some people are just looking, you know, to mentor someone younger.
Yeah.
They're just bored with their lives, and they're interested in kind of, like, quote-unquote, giving back into the community, that sort of thing. So, there's a million different arrangements, as there are a million different people. But what Nat is kind of going for is the boyfriend experience. So Nat is
That's what I was told I was going for.
Yeah, that's what I guided him into because perhaps this may have been the experience that I had. Perhaps maybe if I had done this previously in the past.
Why don't
perhaps
we, like,
maybe
go
perhaps
through
maybe.
The process that we went to even, because this was unknown to me, mm-hmm. that there was a lot of steps before I even got to the seeking arrangement website.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm. So step number one, create an alias. Yeah.
And this was my favorite step. It kind of got worse from here.
create an alias for your alias.
Yeah.
So
what?
So
an alias for your alias?
So you have two fake names.
Oh, wait a second. Like when you go on these dates or whatnot, they ask you, hey, so like what's your actual real name?
Because
like
it's
like
a culture thing. Second alias.
So then you give them a second fake name as if it's your real first name.
Yeah.
You got it.
What?
Mm-hmm. So
wow.
I'm a thinker. I mean, I wouldn't know, maybe.
So and this is something that I really don't mind sharing because I don't think the sugar daddies will find this anytime soon, I hope.
And if they are, they weren't real sugar daddies in the first place. Who has time if you're making millions of dollars to listen to a dumb podcast?
Even an amazing dumb podcast like this one.
Oh, thanks.
So my name on my profile is Keith.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the one that they chew through like paper because it's obviously fake. Mm-hmm. Because
because Keith. Yeah.
And then,
dude, wow, boy.
Way to come from the name I chose for myself.
I think he kind of fits in that. He's got a nice.
I've never met Keith before.
Yeah, I was gonna say when I grow out my beard, I think it fits me a bit better.
Mm.
And then my more real name,
the one which is still fake alias.
But this is the one that I used to make my new email address is Spencer, because I just think it's a cute name, and I've known cute boys named Spencer, and I want to be like them. That's the truth.
Keith and Spencer.
Worship,
there you go.
And you shall be worshipped.
Yep.
Is the rule. So step number one, create a fake name that you can give to someone online. Step number two, when you meet this person in person, you can be like, oh, it's Spencer. Now, I will say, also I'll preface this, make sure that you are very careful not to use third person when you're telling stories about yourself. So you want to kind of create like a backstory, like you don't want to give full details about what you do. You want your job to be somewhat similar to
not like
your career,
same.
But not the same because, again, too close to home.
Yeah.
So, like, Nat and I are originally from Michigan, so obviously our backstory is going to be Michigan. That makes sense because we know, like, if someone questions us about Arizona, we're not going to know where is that city.
I grew up
in
Tuscan.
Yeah.
Which is spelled like Tuscan, but it's Tucson. Pronounced Tucson, that's the joke.
Yeah, I'm from New York City. I'm from the Bronx.
The Bronx.
I'm from Houston. I mean,
Next question. I don't have time.
Yeah, so so be careful when you're saying like, oh, yeah, and then I was talking with my friends. They were like, Paula. Oh, that's my close friend. That's always your backup if you do make a mistake. Like, oh, my close friend's name is Paula, and she was doing blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they were like, Spencer. And then you can continue the story. Just learn how to, like,
cover it.
Cover yourself. Cover yourself.
Also related to this, like, I think putting stuff in a bio, and I said that I knew a lot about the Beach Boys, and Paula was like, do you? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. And she was like, not good enough. You need to put something you actually do.
You do, because then they're going to ask you about it.
They're going to ask you about your stuff in your bio.
Tell me about Brian Wilson, and you'll be like, who?
My brother? Wait, that's not my last name.
Oh, God. You have to bleep that out, too.
You can bleep out whatever
you
want.
Anyway.
I don't care.
Nat doesn't care about cutting in. Oh, you're not. No worries. We just got that one at five.
Just on brand of ruining the podcast.
One at five.
So, all right. So we create your alias, you create your backstories, you create your character, per se. Nat was going for the boyfriend experience, so this is your next door neighbor,
kind of like,
cutesy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, kind of like a protege. I'm like actually in real life about to move to New York City, so like also Spencer was just moving to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
We made a Gmail account.
Yep, and you said it with your second alias, your Gmail account. So it shouldn't be Keith, it should be Spencer.
Yeah.
Because that's more believable if they do. And they will. They will look into mm-hmm. all of your information. They have millions of dollars, these sugar daddies. If they care really? To stalk you, yeah.
Does that mean they can find out that my email address was made a day before I messaged them?
But we don't really care about that. So you set up your Gmail with your second alias. You also create a fake last name. Of course, you don't even have to include it. You can also just be like Spencer1998 or whatever. You also fake your age as well, again. Well,
I am 21. I'm young and beautiful. But if I was older than 21,
if
I would adjust the number of the year.
Oh my god.
Did you say I'm so weird?
No, that would be so weird if you were really 21.
Yeah.
And I was 26.
I'd be a baby. Ugh. I mean, I am 21, so I don't know why we're talking about this.
I don't know why we're talking about this. Anyway, next step is to create a Google Voice number and memorize
this
it.
This was my favorite part.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't know this was a thing at all. But Google
really?
Has,
Google Voice is a wonderful thing.
And I got to choose my own phone number. I didn't even get to do that with my real phone number.
Yeah.
I feel like this is my new, like, real phone number because I got to choose it. It was like going
so
to the pet store and, like, picking my kitty out of all of the kittens. And it's like, that one's mine. I got to choose where in the country I'm from. I'm from Iowa,
that's true.
By the way.
Area code and everything.
Spencer.
Yeah.
Spencer's from Iowa, by the way.
Yep. Which is similar enough to Michigan, so you can get away with it. Mm. But, again, be careful. Because they might ask you, if you get a sugar daddy who's from Iowa, you won't be able to talk about Iowa.
Yikes. Run.
If you are... Oh, wait, let's move.
Anyway, so you set up your Google Voice. This is how you're going to text people. You also want to set up your voicemail immediately and make sure, like, hi, this is Spencer.
And it's not like...
Leave a message.
You have reached Google Voice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a giveaway.
Come on. You want them to think...
Amateurs, right?
This is, like, a weird thing, but you kind of want your sugar daddy to think you're sort of an amateur, but not really. Like, they want to think that you've been taken care of before in, like, a happenstance situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, whatever, you're moving to New York or they moved to Europe or whatever happened. Like, it was just a happenstance. And then you realize, like, you're missing out and you learn so much from that, you know, relationship. You're just looking to find something very similar. Doesn't that sound so, like...
Sounds like a real relationship to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, definitely.
If Nate and I were to ever get back together,
that's what you'd be going for.
That's what I would want. Nate, I just have been dating very few people, but. I realized I learned so much.
Yeah.
Look into my eyes. Would I ever lie to you? Oh my gosh. So Google Voice is great. That's how you're going to text. You should also be very wary. You should have some immediate photos. Actually, I didn't tell you this now, but I assumed because you're only in New York for a couple more days. You should always have some, like, photos. One in sunshine, like bright light, mm-hmm. one in like a cloudy day, and then one inside. So generally speaking, your sugar daddy or sugar mama is going to ask, like, if they know what they're doing, they're going to ask for a photo, like, send me some pics to make sure that you're real. Yeah. And then you send them based on the day that you're in, the weather that you're in. Yeah. You send them the sunny photo, you send them the cloudy photo, or you send them the indoor photo if it's like dark outside.
No way.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a thinker.
That's, like, really, like...
I made money, yo. I made bank.
Maybe. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. If I did this, I would make
If she had
money.
Done this, she would have made bank.
Oh, God.
I would have did all these natural skills. Anyway, so Google Voice, very important. Get your photos. Next up was Cash App. You can also set up Venmo, but the thing about Venmo is that you don't want to be friends with any of your friends.
Well, also, I tried to make a new Venmo, but it wouldn't let me confirm with my Google Voice number. And when I used my real number, it said I already had an account, because I do. Mm-hmm. So then I used the Cash App, which just if any of our listeners are interested in sending me money, I would love to just...
Proceeds go to actual chat box.
If any of our listeners are interested in sending money, it is $ Spencer Wisniewski. That's $ SpencerWisniewski. Serious offers only, please.
We'll also leave that in the little bio info.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Not hard.
Again, 10% proceeds go to Chatbox, which is basically a nonprofit right now. Charity. Well, but you can't write it off as charity.
Christmas gift. Yeah, money. If you're listening to this, you probably got a Christmas bonus. And I'm unemployed, so I didn't. So come on, help a brother out, please.
And I'm poor. And Nate is Nate. You keep doing your thing, Dreamboat Boy.
That was like somehow even worse than being unemployed.
Oh my gosh. Wait, let's all tell everyone that Nate doesn't actually work at a pizzeria. There's been some
confusion. I do work at a pizzeria.
It's an alias.
Well, I totally work at a pizzeria. It's not an alias. It's a real thing.
This
I work at a pizzeria.
As the stand-in
I own
for,
my own pizzeria.
As the stand-in for the listener, I had assumed, like all of you, that Nate worked at a pizzeria, and then due to some circumstances, I learned that this was potentially not true.
Potentially not true. Very diplomatic.
Yeah.
Look, he's learning.
Mincing my words. So just if you're listening to this, don't
make
judgments based on what you might think of pizzerias, is all I'm going to say. Because maybe
what judgments were
else.
You making, Nat? Let's get into this.
He thought you were poor.
Well, I thought you were like the manager and you had like terrible children working for you.
You thought I was a manager at a pizzeria?
Because
I
you,
didn't
you literally
think
tell
the
everyone that
you didn't even believe that I owned my own pizzeria.
You were literally just arguing with us before, like 5 seconds ago.
Not,
that you worked at a pizzeria. It's an alias,
think?
People. It's an alias. It's a lie. Just like, I haven't come up with an alias, but I've never revealed what I do. Don't do it, Nat. I see.
You
do. Let's talk about sugar babying more.
Yeah.
Okay, so next thing that we set up is seeking arrangement.
Yeah. So this is once you have.
Yeah, this is
the
standard
name,
online.
Both of your names, your email, your Google Voice, and your way to receive
money.
Potential cash.
Money.
Then you can finally get around to actually signing up.
Yep. So seeking arrangement is your go-to. It's free for sugar babies. Do that. And then also, what's your price? Which you can actually, you get less attention, but it's a bid-based program.
Yeah.
So people will literally see your photos and type in, I will pay $100 to take you out on a date. That sort of thing.
Mm.
With seeking arrangement, you have to set up a mutually beneficial arrangement. So with the GBE or... Wow. The GFE, sorry, or the BFE, the boyfriend or girlfriend experience, you're going to be shy and cute and sweet and flirty at first, and you're not going to put out the first date because you're going to make sure that it feels like they met you somewhere at a bar and they asked you out on a date, and it's going to be very classical.
Whoa.
This is how I would have made money, right?
I mean, I think that's like, in a way, like, maybe the most...
accessible?
Yeah, like... Because
it's real. Like,
yeah,
that's how real
that's like
people
start
dating. That's,
the most natural. I mean, as much as this arrangement is natural, that's the most, like, natural kind of way to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been thinking I want to go for something a bit more different. Because I'm just, like... So I've only been at this for, like, a couple days, but I'm finding it very hard to, like... pretend to be interested in people.
Yep. And let's be clear, like, if you're finding sugar daddies that you're actually attracted to, you're doing it wrong. That is not where the money is.
Let's take it over, Paula.
That's just the older they are, the more unattractive, the more uneligible they are as a bachelor or bachelorette.
They're the ones who will give more.
They are the ones that will actually
the desperate
pay.
Ones, yeah. Now, the lonely
listen,
ones.
Yeah, you see someone attractive,
it's so
doesn't
sad.
Matter if they're rich. They're not giving you a cent because they can go find something for free.
Yeah.
Or they could find a hooker for way less than a sugar baby. They're not, the attractive people aren't lonely, let's be clear.
Yeah.
Like, they get enough attention. Now, the ugly trolls, on the other hand, and I'm not saying this from experience either, are lonely and feel like they're misunderstood. And they also feel like they have enough money that they can give back, that they deserve to have attention, that they built up enough experience, all of that good stuff. Yeah. So go for the trolls. The uglier, the better. The older,
like
the better.
That's one way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about, like, because I said something to Paul that I think was very key, which is that I think I had to, like, I have to find a way to engage my, like, rage of needing their money at all as a way to, like, get me through this. So I think I need to, like, try and find people who want to be, like, shamed or, like, somehow, like, put down or yelled at or, like, told what to do. And then I can feel good about myself.
What?
Oh my god.
Whatever gets you through.
Yeah, whatever gets you to that green.
You know what? We should preface this, actually. Do not do this if you are desperate for money. This is not a quick cash thing. This is not a safe quick cash thing. This is like a long-term, like, you should be invested in the process, invested in your photos.
Yeah.
The better photos, the more nicely put your photos are, the better. Speaking of photos, you do want to set up your profile with a nice headshot. That should be your first profile photo.
Yeah.
Then you want to list something that's like a mid shot, and it should also be like a little bit quirky or personality based.
Yeah.
So if you're a little bit more shy, maybe you're reading a book. If you're a little bit more outgoing, you'd be wearing like a funny costume for like Halloween, whatever.
It was for Pride, but yeah.
And then and then their third photo should be around, like, it should be a body shot.
Yeah, that one should
so
be the one that gets
so for women, the, like, key shot would be bikini on the beach. For men, shirtless, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, speaking from experience, as somebody who had a photo get taken down, you can't go too far.
Yeah, there should be nothing explicit. That's going to red flag your profile.
Yeah.
Also, your profile takes around like 12 hours to be approved.
Yeah.
So make sure you are taking care to put non-explicit images up there. Next thing is you set your bio. You want it to be simple, clean. You want it to, like, kind of, like, go for your character, but it doesn't have to be, like, overdone.
And it really
sugar daddies
have
are,
to be, like,
yeah.
long.
Yeah, sugar daddies aren't going to read that.
Yeah.
They're going to look at you, and they're going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
They're, pictures say 1,000 words.
Yeah.
So you have 3,000 words. And no
make
more,
them count.
Too. You really don't want more than those few photos because you want to save some mystery for yourself. So when they text you, they want to make sure that you're real. So that's when you pull out the additionals and you hook them in. Yep. So now, the selling your soul / trauma portion. Go ahead and take this away, Nat. Tell us what you've learned.
I'm confused about the question. Are you saying that you didn't think I was 100% committed to this experience?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Was it the part where I said, I don't know if I can go through with this that made you think I wasn't committed?
Yeah, so
this was difficult for me.
So for women, I'm actually going to, if you are trying for this, older men are obviously going to be much more traditional. Of course, there are exceptions, but that's exactly what they are, exceptions. The mass majority are going to want to pick you out, especially because there's way more competition. So you ladies can kind of just sit tight, make sure that you're uploading new photos every couple days, you're logging in twice a day. This will get you in front of more people, that sort of thing. With men,
I don't have any good advice because I haven't been on a date yet. Mm-hmm. I've been in contact with a few people by, like, texting. Nothing's really worked out. Well, something almost worked out, but I chickened out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have my guardian angel to help me go through with it.
Guardian devil.
I missed out on an easy couple hundred bucks
you
there.
You did, really. So, okay. So for men, I think it's easier if you're looking for a sugar daddy or if you're looking for a sugar mama. It's easier to message first. That doesn't come for off sure. as, like, quote-unquote desperate. Yeah, yeah. So you can, like, reach out and be like, hi, I love what you wrote in your profile. Tell me about yourself. Or you could write something a little bit longer, like, oh, my gosh, you're into theater too, me? Like, I love theater.
You look nice.
What was the most previous? Yeah, you look. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. The best line you can say if they don't have anything really filled out on their profile, but you think they're good.
Is you look nice. Yeah, because some people, like, don't really write that much. I mean, if it's kind of like. Mm. In a Tinder profile, like, some people write too much, and you're like, whoa, boy, calm down. And then some people don't have, like, almost anything, and you're like, do you know what you're doing here? Mm. And when they don't have anything, you just say, you look nice. What are you doing?
Yeah, tell me about yourself.
Tell me about you.
Yeah, because those are the more mysterious ones. Yeah, so once you start messaging or once you start getting messages, then you can respond again, remain within your character, keep it fun, light, flirty.
If you're me, you have other people write the messages for you.
Yeah. If you do feel disrespected at any point, in no way, shape, or form are you obligated mm-hmm. to stay within, number one, like, before arrangements are agreed on, you don't need to stick around with someone who is being rude to you. And number two, even if you are in an arrangement, you can always reset your boundaries at any point. This comes down to communication, so know who you are, know where your boundaries are at. Now, don't be afraid to sell your soul either. If you don't have limits, like maybe me... Who knows?
I mean,
what could happen?
It is like,
shoot your shot.
It is, you know, it is an arrangement between two people.
Mutually
mm-hmm. beneficial. Like, you need to make sure both people know the terms, mm-hmm. agree to the terms, mm-hmm. are into, like, trying to make it work.
Yep.
Like,
most of this is settled on text, yeah. too. So you want to kind of learn about each other over messaging, like, hi, how are you? Tell me about yourself. Oh my gosh, I love that. Like, here's my number. Text me a little bit more. And then you should be very careful because once they start texting, that's when you set up the arrangement. That's when you want to be a little bit more honest, like pay per meet.
And that's when the people got weird for me.
Because,
yeah.
Yeah, there's like a professor who was the first one who messaged you.
It was literally like, hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you? That's nice. And then he was like, dick pic? I was like, no. Like, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, and if someone does do that, you can always, like, politely disregard and just say something like, I'm not that kind of boy, I'm not that kind of girl, or like, well, you're obviously very smart, do you know what investment is? Like, there's lots of fun in store, but you have to treat me first.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm looking for something long-term, mutually beneficial, so... blah, 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 blah. And you can also say, this was my favorite line, like, because you want your time to be compensated. And if you live in New York, obviously commute is like a long hour. And especially for women, you have to go to dates with makeup.
Yeah,
you have to wear heels. You have to wear the dress. I'm sorry. Just, you're going to make more money that way. So this was like a process of like at least 4 hours, considering like I had to get... nice
ready,
for 1 hour, commute for another hour. Minimum amount of the date time is an hour. And ladies, do not settle for drinks. You only get dinner. And then an hour commute back. So minimum, I'm out 4 hours. So I want to make a competitive price.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I'd always say, you know, I'm not on this app for fun. Or, sorry, I'm not on this app because I need it. I'm on it for fun, actually. So, obviously, my price is going to be a lot higher. I've never had any sugar daddy who hasn't enjoyed his time with me.
Yeah.
But because I want to make sure that you feel comfortable, here's the deal. I'll come out and meet you for $600, and if you like me, then you'll pay at the end of the date. If you don't like me, you don't have to pay anything except for dinner. Mm-hmm. And of course they're going to negotiate like, oh, I've never paid more than like $100 for a girl. And like, well, you've never gone on a date with me. How about we, like, I just want to make sure that we're compromising. So, and you are so cute, or, oh, you seem so nice, whatever. How about we meet for $300? Same rules apply. If you have a good time, I get $300. If you don't, you leave scot-free and all you pay for is dinner. I didn't do this.
That sounds like...
I didn't do this as a real thing.
Anyways, it's around 32 minutes. So, hey, what are our final takeaways?
Takeaway, Nat.
I think, well, okay, this might be a bit too much about me, but I think my takeaway is that I don't want money.
All right, what's your takeaway, Nate?
To do that.
I have no takeaways. This does not apply
Nate,
to me.
Wait, Nate, you
this
haven't said anything this whole time. I think you should say, what do you think about this? What do you think about Sugar Baby?
I don't got time.
Yes, we do.
I ain't
We're
got
gonna make
time.
Time.
We ain't got
You're
time.
Gonna make
it's 35
no,
minutes.
No, Nate. No, I'm in charge. Like a, I wear the pants. Yeah.
Little,
this is important.
A little sound bite.
We need to hear
okay, what
your
do you want
perspective.
Me to answer?
Number one, what do you think about sugar dating?
I think it's unhealthy mentally for the people who spend money to spend time with other people because it becomes a codependency thing. What else?
What do you think
What's your next question?
What do you think about all the steps?
All the steps? It's... perpetuates a culture that is unhealthy for the people who pay money to spend time with other people.
All those steps were my favorite part.
Number two, do you think Nat would be a good sugar baby?
Go for it, Nat. Aww.
Number three, do you think I would be a sugar good sugar baby?
Wait, do I think you would be a good one?
Do you think
one?
If I would be a good sugar baby?
If...
Okay.
Did I fucking stutter?
I didn't think that was a hard question.
All right.
Wait,
we'll
wait,
see.
Number four, number
no,
four.
No, no, no.
Number four, will you be either of our sugar daddies?
No.
Would you?
No.
Out of, between me and Nat.
Yeah, who would you choose?
Neither.
No, no, no.
I
you
wouldn't do this
you have to answer. I see you defunding.
I'm not.
Get back here.
I'm not answering.
I have my cash out.
You have to answer.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
It's an obvious choice. And I'm looking right at him.
Oh, thank you, Paula.
Of course, Rainbow Boy.
All right, what are we doing next week? What are we up to?
I have a fun challenge.
Hot topics. But yeah, what's your challenge?
My challenge is that me and Nate have to hang out and record the podcast together. Didn't tell you about
How?
That one, Nate.
Because
I'm going to...
Next week?
I'm going to be back in Michigan.
It's true. Wait.
Oh,
wait,
here we go.
Can you drive all the way out here?
Whoa.
From here?
I don't know.
That's like you're 2 hours away?
What dates are you going to be in state, Nat?
Most of them.
Most of them? What, within the next 30 days?
Sorry, I fly back to Michigan tomorrow. Wow, this is going to be interesting for the listeners. Mm. I fly back tomorrow, and then I have family business starting on the 20th.
I don't think I get free time until my holiday.
But he can visit you.
That's true. If you want to come visit while I'm working at my pizzeria.
If you guys make out, you have to send me photos. The only rule.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you
thanks.
Hear that, Nate? She told us we have to make out. That didn't come from me.
That's the only rule.
That didn't come
That's
from
exactly
me.
That's exactly what I said too. There was no conversion.
So
words
we'll make
in
that
all.
Challenge one. In case that doesn't work out,
yep.
What else should we
in
do?
In case that doesn't work out, we have a hot topic next week. Gifts to get friends, family, and significant others. It is the holiday season, people. Whether you celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, a ton of other holidays in there that I'm too ignorant to know.
I was waiting for you. I didn't want to say it.
We'll be talking about it.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Wow.
So,
really
Nate, you need to
add.
Share something. You need to share something. I'm putting you on the spot right now because you have talked very little.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like this was a pretty vulnerable episode for me, like, all of. Let's be real.
And also, I just kind of want to fight Nate. Did we get that urge?
Should we take
just
this
beat him up?
Chat box after dark?
All right, so thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Chatbox Podcast, and share the podcast with your friends.
Also, don't forget to check out our website, chatboxproductions.weebly.com, for all of our episode show notes, podcast history, and submit questions or challenges you'd like to see featured in the show.
Finally, we have a challenge for you. Head over to iTunes and leave a review of the show, should you be so daring, or share this podcast on your social media. It really helps us grow our community and improves the quality of our services. And with
it's
that...
it's going to be a great time. Or a great story.
See you next week on Chatbox.
Thanks, Nat.
Hey, y'all.